Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. That's the Isley Brothers bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Catherine Computer, almost 11-year member of our Brain Trust, and we'll celebrate her 11th anniversary a little bit later in the year. She's one of our top branding experts, and the president of the company called SelfBrand, one of the top global gurus of the planet. A couple of years ago, she was recognized for that. And folks, if you're trying to put your best foot forward in the marketplace, you can't do any better than to hang out with Catherine on her own website, selfbrand.com. Is that right, Catherine?
Selfbrand.com.
All right, so check it out. You can find all her books there. They're outstanding. We've been happy to launch most of them here on the show over the years. Catherine, thanks again for being here. We got a couple of more things to help people build a breakthrough brand. What's the next one?
Yeah, one of the things you want to think about is think of how you can own a category, not just to be a brand, but think of a new category
own
that you
category.
Can be number one or number two in.
Yeah.
Like imported light beer, you know, not all beer, but imported light beer or, you know, the low-cost airlines. So you want to find or create a category. You know, Airbnb is a good example of that. You know, they created this whole new category of, you know, getting a place to stay
right.
through people's homes. You know,
right.
sound like a crazy idea, but they've had, you know, 140 million guests and so far. So they reinvented the whole travel marketplace, and they built a great online platform, and they saw there was a need. A lot of people had apartments or houses with extra
rooms.
I'd like to
talk about how a small business can do that on a small scale, and it's what I call finding a niche of a niche.
Right. Okay.
See, what you're saying
right.
is what small businesses do when they find a niche of a niche. And you know what else? Some
right.
of them find a niche of a niche of a niche.
Niche. And the narrower you go, the better.
And yes,
then you can dominate.
And if you're a small business, you can be very happy and very financially successful. And the better you are, and the more people see you as a category of one, almost in that third degree of a niche, the
right.
higher your margins are, the more money you can make, because people will pay it.
Right, right.
And one last thing on that part, and I'll let you go to the next one. One of the most, in my opinion, Catherine, one of the most important ways to differentiate yourself in that triple niche level thing I was talking about is to save people time. Don't you think that's something people are paying more for? It's going, it's moving farther and farther down.
Well, I totally see this because, you know, everyone who works, you know, it's not a 9-to-5 world anymore, you know, because
right.
you know, people are texting you or sending you emails. So, you know, people don't have time. And so
they're paying people to save them time.
Yes.
Whether it be just that or delivering a service. Anyway, just some things to think about, folks, on how you can become what Catherine
right.
said, and that's a...
Yeah, look for a narrow niche that you can own and dominate.
Mm. Yep, go ahead.
Another idea is have a brand story that resonates. You know, we talked earlier about MyPillow.
Yep.
You know, great story there is a big part of the brand. But we've seen, you know, talking about 21st century branding, it's the whole rise of story brands. And you want to have a story that people can relate to and understand and engage with. And have a willingness to be human and have a personality.
That's my brand,
it's all
Catherine.
About a personality.
That's the way my brand is. You know, people say, "Well, he's weird, but he has great guests." You know,
right?
But
you have great personality, Jim. You know,
but
you've got all the love that you're pouring out to you know your audience and your guests. So it's great.
But no, whatever it takes, right? I mean, have a little fun. With yourself, and I think that's something. And you know, you're talking about the pillow guy. You know, what does he do? What is the one thing about him besides his mustache that you should be able to remember when you see his commercials? His teeth.
His teeth.
He's always smiling.
He's always smiling. Yeah,
he's grinning from ear to ear. He loves his pillows.
Yeah, he's fun.
Yeah,
he's fun.
People like
he
that.
He looks like he's having a great time.
That's exactly right. I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Okay, so an example I give of a brand story is, you know, Mattel's Barbie. You know, it's been in the funk for the last number of years. And they looked at the original brand story around the brand, and it was really the original idea was to get girls to think of themselves in various roles and inspire confidence through play. And that resonates so much today. So having a brand story, you know, is very, very powerful.
I love my Barbie collection. What are you talking about? Hey, Catherine, I need your website, please.
My website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com.
Catherine, great job today, as always. Will you come back soon?
I'd love to.
We appreciate you. We always appreciate you being here. Catherine okay. Caputo, ladies and gentlemen. Catherine, that's Caputo. Catherine with a C, Caputo with a K. I'm Jim with a J. I got to take a quick break. But in the meantime, let me remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.